We come now to our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. There will be a response when I say, Lord, hear us. I invite you to say with me, Lord, graciously hear us. Also, after each response, there will be a time of silence for our own prayers. Let us pray. First, let us give thanks to God, who reveals his holy way, his glorious path, through Jesus Christ, his Son. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Now let us pray for the Church of God throughout the world as we seek the right path and the right way forward as disciples of Jesus Christ. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And let us pray for those who have power and influence, and for all who govern the nations. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And let us pray for the powerless, for all victims of famine and war, and for all who strive for justice and peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And let us pray for the afflicted and sorrowful and all who need our prayers. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And let us remember before God those who have died in faith and in obedience, giving thanks for their witness, the righteous path they followed, and their inheritance now with the saints. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Finally, eternal God, through the self-offering of your Son and his choosing of a holy path and the way of the cross in the desert long ago, you have filled our lives with your sustaining presence. Help us, we pray, in our own sufferings and trials, and in our own decision-making to draw strength and inspiration from you, and always to choose the right path, that we might truly live in the way everlasting. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And now we join together in a sung version of the Lord's Prayer.